He studied me for a moment and then glanced at the bear. I can trust the two of you with my bus? I crossed my heart. Hope to die. He nodded and moved toward the door. Close this after me and don't move this bus. In my experience with this particular contest of wills, we will need to make a hurried retreat, and I have us aimed at the exit. Roger that. After he stepped out, he motioned for me to close the door, which I did, returning to my seat and looking at the sulking athlete. Discipline. She glanced at me and yawned. What? It's not a bad word or a bad thing, really.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about something that can stand between you and the chaos in your life.
I've been disciplined plenty, thanks.
I sat forward, unable to help myself. I said discipline, not disciplined, not punishment. I'm talking about timing and strength. Do you want to go through your life handing your leash to every person you meet to see if they'd like to yank you around? Her eyes grew fierce there in the darkness of the idling bus.
Like you?
I had to smile. No, I haven't completely perfected it just yet. I threw a thumb at the man behind me. But he has. She snorted.
The Sphinx?
It was quiet in the bus for a moment, and then the Cheyenne Nation stood and walked forward, opening the door. I will take a stroll and leave you two to talk. I waited a moment, closed the door behind him, and returned to my seat. You could take a pointer or two. She folded up her jacket, put it against the window as a makeshift pillow, and placed her head there, closing her eyes.
I think I've learned about all I need from you guys.
What have you been learning from Digger Wainwright? Her eyes stayed closed.
What's that supposed to mean?
He was in a relationship with your sister when she disappeared, after she had an abortion, to get rid of what I assume was his child. You don't think it would have been helpful for us to have that information?
Helpful to who?
And what about your relationship with him?
My what?
Her response seemed sincere, and I was starting to seriously doubt my line of questioning, but decided to go on anyway. Are you having a relationship with Digger Wainwright? She raised her head and stared at me.
Gross! You're kidding, right?
One of our sources, she now sat up fully.
Who?
Louis Howard
is a moron.
She shook her head.
Who I'm seeing is my business and my business alone.
Do you know Pete Schiller?
Another moron, him and his son, the one who is rebuilding that creepy hotel. That's quite a list of informants you've got here, Sheriff.
Do you know your dad hired them to protect you?
The Reichstag. You're kidding.
I'm afraid not. She slumped back in the seat, and I actually felt for the kid. At least that's what Louis told us. She lodged her fingers in her thick hair and then massaged her temples.
I haven't seen him in a year.
Your dad?
Yeah, but at least he's not showing up at my games drunk and hitting people over the head with chairs.
She pushed her hair back, turning her face and breathing on the window, then looking at the cloud of condensation.
How is my mom?
Last I saw her, I dropped her off at your grandparents' place. I neglected to mention the wrestling match in the yard and waited a moment before adding, they seem like good people. She glanced at me.
Big Betty,
I'll admit she's a character, but she and your grandfather seem nice. She shrugged, half listening, as she glanced through the fogged window toward the gymnasium where her heart was.
You think I should go in there and apologize?
Oh, I think you're past that.
She can't kick me off this team.
You watch her.
She slammed a shoulder against the seat. Then they're going nowhere.
I think they'd rather go nowhere than have to put up with your shenanigans.
Her eyes came back up, flashing ferocity. None of them care about this team like I do.
You don't care about this team at all. You care about yourself, winning and looking good. But you don't give a shit about the other players or your coach.
They aren't good enough to care about.
I scooted forward, leaning in to study her back. Then help them be better. It's in your power to do that. She studied on that one. Look, I know it's a lot of pressure when people have their hopes pinned on you, but you're going to have to decide what's important, formulate a plan, and get going.
Personally, I don't care if you ever pick up a basketball again. But you've got a life ahead of you, and it could be a great one if you can just figure out what you want. She stared at me some more.
You've got a daughter, huh?
Yep.
You give her this speech?
Once or twice. She turned, laying her forearms on the seat in front of her and resting her forehead there.
At work?
She's the mother of my granddaughter and the assistant attorney general of the state of Wyoming. She said nothing as I watched her. I sometimes tell her that it would also be nice if she were happy. There was a very long pause, and then the saddest voice I'd ever heard whispered,
"What's that like? Happy?"
She sobbed, and I had no choice but to move across the aisle and sit there in the seat beside her, cautiously placing my hand on her back. She stayed like that for a few minutes and then turned, burying her face into my shoulder and sobbing some more. I didn't move. "It's okay. You've got plenty of people who love and care about you."
"They cared about Jeannie, too."